For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump is praising law enforcement for its capture of the man suspected of sending at least 13 pipe bombs to his political opponents. When asked if he would tone down some of his rhetoric, President Trump said he shares none of the blame.
Well, I think I've been toned down. You want to know the truth? I could really tone it up because, as you know, the media has been extremely unfair to me and to the Republican Party.
The suspect, Cesar Sayoc, is reportedly a former bouncer and bodybuilder who currently worked as a delivery driver for a restaurant. None of the bombs went off. One of the bombs was sent to California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris.
I'm thankful to law enforcement and the Postal Service folks for being so professional and diligent. And thankfully, nobody was hurt.
President Trump has called for unity, but also has blamed the press for the divisive political climate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A retired Secret Service agent has some advice for the folks questioning Cesar Sayoc. With details, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Dan Emmett is a former Secret Service agent. He joined Fox News with the first thing that the FBI and investigators should be asking Sayoc.
How many more bombs are out there and who are they addressed to? Once they have satisfied themselves that all of them are accounted for, then they can get into the whys and the wherefores and the motivations.
The migrant caravan from Central America continues its trek north through Mexico toward the U.S. border. Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen tells Fox News they don't have any intention right now to shoot at people, but she said if necessary, they will be apprehended.
Everything is on the table. Every measure we've tried, every measure we haven't tried, everything is on the table to make it very clear that we have a sovereign right to protect our citizens.
Defense Secretary James Mattis is expected to sign deployment orders that could send 800 or more troops to the border with Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The British government hits Facebook with a fine. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
The UK's privacy regulator, the Information Commissioner's Office, or ICO, following through on a threat in July to impose its maximum financial penalty on Facebook due to the misuse of user data by Cambridge Analytica. The investigation found between 2007 and 2014, Facebook processed the personal information of users unfairly by giving app developers access to their information without informed consent. The ICO fining Facebook the equivalent of over $645,000 for what it calls serious breaches of the data protection law. The ICO says it would have handed the social network an even bigger fine if it could have. The fine is just a pittance for Facebook, amounting to just barely 1% of its daily profit in the year's second quarter.
Former President Barack Obama is hitting the campaign trail for Democratic candidates in Wisconsin and Michigan. Speaking in Milwaukee, Obama said President Trump is simply lying about his promises to protect pre-existing conditions in health care.
He says, I'm going to protect your pre-existing conditions, while his Justice Department is in court right now trying to strike down those protections. That is not spin. That's lying.
Obama called President Trump a liar on multiple occasions, but did not discuss the pipe bomb packages allegedly sent by a Florida man, one of which was addressed to the Obamas' Washington, D.C. home. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.